Thank you for tuning in to the Buckmaster Show. We are broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, and today is Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. I'm Ryan Hansen. I'm the president of Bon Voyage Travel. And no, I'm not Bill Buckmaster. I am filling in for Bill today as he is traveling the world. We'll tune into him soon, but I get to step in. And this becomes an hour-long travel show. I typically fill in and come in and talk with Bill about all things travel on the Buckmaster Show as a contributor. But today, it is all travel. I'm joined by Tom Fairbanks, our engineer for today's show. But note this, Bill's show, the Buckmaster Show, airs Monday through Friday from noon to 1 p.m. on 1030 The Voice. The Buckmaster Live Line Buckmaster Show is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. You can always keep tabs of the happenings of the Buckmaster Show as well, following him on Facebook. There's more details about the show, including bios, show of the show contributors, archived episodes, and much, much more. Find that at buckmastershow.com. Well, we've got a big show ahead of us today, talking all about travel. We're going to go globe to globe here. We're going to start in the Hawaiian Islands. We're going to end up on a cruise and end our journey in Alaska. Not a bad run for a Wednesday in Tucson when the high today is 96 degrees. But let's go to the live line right now. We've got a pretty good on-site travel correspondent coming to us live from Waikiki Beach on the tropical island of Oahu. It's none other than Bill Buckmaster himself. Bill, are your toes in the sand as we speak?
Oh, man, it has been it's been a beautiful 24 hours. We arrived about 24 hours ago, flew in on Hawaiian Air, nonstop from San Diego. You can also fly out of Phoenix on Hawaiian, but they do a nice job. And been here about 24 hours, and I am looking at something that's very unusual for Waikiki. People know Waikiki. The water is usually very calm. This system north of the Hawaiian Islands is generating a field day for the surfers, and I'll tell you, from our view here of Diamond Head and Waikiki, it is a gorgeous sight with all the white water breaking on Waikiki Beach. Unusual sight. We talked to a server at a restaurant last night, said it's a very unusual kind of weather system that's generating these kind of waves, but surfers love it. I love it because up here on the, let's see, we're the 24th floor at the Sheraton Waikiki. I can hear those waves breaking below us, and we kept the door open in the room all last night just listening to that surf sound. I'll tell you, there is nothing, Ryan Hansen, that will relax you more than that wonderful background noise of surf breaking on the beach. It's beautiful.
I would be remiss if I didn't say happy anniversary to you and Anne. Mm-hmm. I believe this is your 50th anniversary trip. Why did you choose the Hawaiian Islands?
Well, we have come here over the years. It's been about 5 or 6 years. And one of the reasons to celebrate the 50th here, first of all, it's a great property, great location, that million-dollar view of Diamond Head. And we chose this because, as you know, we've been in more than 100 countries, but like so many Americans, we just didn't want to deal right now with the reentry test, the COVID test that is required for any international travel. So we're not alone, Ryan. Hawaii, Waikiki, Honolulu, it is packed. The hotels are absolutely filled to capacity. There was a beautiful cruise ship just leaving Honolulu Harbor that we watched from the beach last night at sunset. I assume, Ryan, it's that the cruise that actually goes over up to Kauai, then does all of the major islands.
Yeah, the primary cruise line that does service the Hawaiian Islands straight out of Los Angeles is Norwegian Cruise Line. It's a great way to see the island. So I'm glad that you got a chance to see that. Maybe someday you would travel on Norwegian. Bill, not to dwell on this piece, but how easy was it to get there? Because I know Hawaii over the last 2 years has had different protocols and sets of testing and things. Was it pretty simple to get to Hawaii this time around?
This time around, no problem at all. There are no protocols. There's no masking on the airplane. A lot of people did, and we were included in that. We wore an N95 in the airports, Tucson and San Diego Airport, and then in Honolulu until we got the bags. We kept the N95s on until the door was closed on the aircraft, and then the air starts to recycle. And as you know, Ryan, we've talked over the years, and our friend Jeff Lattice, who's a regular contributor from JetBlue, the air quality on aircrafts is amazing. It's recycled every 90 seconds to a minute, to 2 minutes, so that's not an issue. But a lot of people were still kind of wearing masks until that air starts recirculating. But no problem, no entry requirements of COVID tests. Hawaii had been very strict on that. They've dropped all of the requirements. But you still see some people that are masking here at the hotel.
Outside of catching a wave, because I know you would love to surf right now, what are some of the other sites and excursions that you plan to take in? Will you head to the USS Arizona Memorial, or is that something you've already done? What other things are piquing your interest while you're on the islands?
Well, we have done the memorial, and flying in on final approach, coming into Honolulu International Airport, for those that have made that approach, they know that to the left side of the aircraft, you will see the memorial. You fly right over Pearl Harbor. There was a carrier that had just come in. It was a beautiful morning, beautiful sight to see that. We're not doing it this trip, but for anyone coming to Oahu, the main island, you have to visit the memorial and stand on top, basically right on top of a sacred site. And the oil is still seeping up. A lot of people are surprised by that, but you can see the oil coming up from the Arizona. What do we want to do? Always love to take the trip over to the north shore of Oahu, over the mountains, some gorgeous scenery on the North Shore, beautiful beaches. There's, of course, the Dole. It's a mandatory stop. You got to do the Dole Pineapple Plantation, and they're now into coffee. They're doing coffee, which is terrific. They're doing chocolate. Another stop for us, I love the Honolulu Museum of Art, fabulous collection of art from the Pacific region there. That's definitely on the list. Also, a little trip about 45 minutes. We're on the south side of the island of Oahu, but about 45 minutes up over what they call on the leeward side, excuse me, the windward side. I always get this mixed up. Are these beautiful, beautiful homes and beaches. President Obama, kind of the Western White House was up there. There's just some beautiful, some of the highest real estate, Ryan Hansen, in the world. You've got your people that own Bezos, and all these people have homes up on that area. So I want us to take a look at that. So there's plenty to do here. Just always a great time in Hawaii. And people, as I say, it's very, very crowded right now, but you always have space on Waikiki. It's a huge beach. I'm looking at it right now. It's a bit after 9 o'clock in the morning. There's hardly anybody on the beach. A lot of people just out walking, hanging out. The weather's very tropical today. For those who have been further south into French Polynesia, it feels like a Tahiti morning because of that big system to the north of the Hawaiian Islands, which will be dumping a lot of rain on Kauai, actually flash flood warnings. Kauai is the next island north of Oahu. So I'm actually glad that this time we're doing Oahu and not going up to Kauai. But Kauai is absolutely fabulous, greenest of the major islands. Everybody loves Kauai.
Sounds like you've got a lot on your plate, which is outstanding. What's beautiful about Hawaii, like you mentioned, you can be spontaneous, you can plan ahead. If you are to plan ahead, I would caution our listeners, if the USS Arizona Memorial is on your list the next time you're headed to the islands, I recommend advanced reservations. They don't take tickets at the door anymore when you go to the memorial. You need to go to recreation.gov. It's free. But you just need to get those tickets in advance, get your reservations, and it is something you'll want to plan a couple hours for, Bill. I know you and I have a very good connection with all things historical and military, and that's a sight for sure. Well, Bill, get back to the beach, my friend. You and Ann enjoy your 50th anniversary in style, and I know your listeners are excited to have you back behind the mic soon.
And, Ryan, just a couple of quick things. Facebook, as you know, a lot of people like to kind of follow our travels. There's a wonderful picture of the view from our room. And we were up early. There's a three-hour time difference. And so we were up at 5 a.m. There's a great shot that Ann Buckmaster took this morning of first light over the Central Pacific that's posted there. And I want another quick plug for a Bon Voyage. Bon Voyage, your travel advisors know Honolulu. They can put you in a pretty fabulous room, can't they?
Absolutely. We've got amenities, opportunities for upgrades, etc. So thanks for the plug, Bill.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Ryan.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Hansen is my last name, and you got it right. It's H-A-N-S-E-N. I am a Dane, and you need to go to Mona's. It's located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's is open for breakfast, also for lunch from 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and treat yourself to one of their mouth-watering pastries, including that famous Danish Kringle. Mona's, monasdanishbakery.com or buckmastershow.com for a link to Mona's, Mona's Danish Bakery. Stay tuned for more as we continue the Buckmaster Show on 1030, The Voice.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com. Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rialto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we are broadcasting from the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. The Buckmaster Live Line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, and our next guest is calling in on that line. But the intro for this very esteemed colleague of mine in the travel industry, she works for Viking Cruises, which was founded back in 1997, and the vision of that company was to be very destination-focused and culturally immersive. And Viking started out as a river cruise company, but has now grown into one of the leading cruise companies in the world. They are the leading small ship travel company on the waterways, offering river, ocean, and expedition voyages touching all seven continents. And my colleague and friend is joining us now. The Vice President of Sales and National Accounts from Viking Cruises is Michelle Segaser. Michelle, thank you for calling into the Buckmaster Show.
Oh, Ryan, thank you for having me. This is so exciting to be with you today.
We have talked travel many, many times. You and I have worked together for a lot of years. So let's take the next couple of segments here, and we're going to dive in to all things Viking. And I think it starts with a word that you guys have used is you don't just say you're Viking Cruises. You affectionately call someone who cruises with you a Viking. Can you just describe to our listeners, what does that mean to you?
Oh, it's such a special term. Even to work for Viking, you have to understand to be a Viking. But for our travelers, it's more about a curiosity that they have. They're looking for something very different in the cruise experience. They want to know a lot more about the getting a value, but they're interested in the local life, the cultural enrichment programs that we have, and really an insight to the people of the villages and the towns that we travel to. Definitely they're travelers and not tourists. And one thing that Tor, our owner, always says, Ryan, is, and they love their grandchildren, but they don't want to travel with anybody else's. And so we are an adult-only cruise line. On every single product we sell, you must be at least 18 and over to join.
Well, Viking has grown to be the world's number one river cruise line, and that's not just you guys saying that. That's voted by Condé Nast Traveler, that publication the last couple of years. Their Reader's Choice Awards has put you guys at the top of the mantle from a river cruise standpoint, and it really truly is at the heart of your company, I know. So dive in here now and describe what the river cruise experience is to someone that maybe has never traveled on a river cruise.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that haven't, Ryan, as you well know, even in your agency. There's people coming over all the time from ocean cruises looking for a smaller ship experience. So what's so wonderful about Viking is you're docking in the heart of these amazing cities and towns and villages and just getting off the ship. So those of you who are used to an hour wait to get off of a ship because you have to tender, I think on a river cruise, it's maybe 8 minutes to get off a ship. It's very easy. You're right in town. The great thing is that you can choose whatever experience you want for your vacation. If you wish to be on the shore excursions that are offered, and one is included every single day for you, you can get up in the morning, have a beautiful breakfast, and off you go to see the sights. if you'd like to just sleep in and have a wonderful croissant and a fantastic Eggs Benedict for breakfast and then search around the town on your own, you're welcome to do that. And so it's a very relaxing experience. There's a lot of walking and going to see what the local sites are. And I'll tell you, I was in big ocean ships for a long, long time and didn't know what it was like to only have 190 folks traveling with you on a ship experience. So we've become in all these years the number one small ship cruise line. And this is our 25th anniversary year. So I've been with them most of it. And it's been amazing to see Viking grow from a little company where I think there were 12 ships when I joined to we will have 80 river ships by the end of this year. So, Brian, we do go back a long way. I'm sure even that number surprises you.
It definitely does. And you guys are christening new ships all the time. And so I will say this with very positive comments. Viking is to river cruising like Kleenex is to tissue. You guys are synonymous with it. When you think of it, you should think of that. And you have done a great job of branding and really elevating the thought process of what a river cruise experience is. And you touched on one of the things I love, Michelle, and I'll just expand on this before we go to the next topic. And that is when you dock in the heart of a city, many times on an ocean going cruise, there's times where you're in a commercial port and you don't have the opportunity to just wander off ship, or you're maybe a bus ride away, a short bus ride in many cases, or long if you're docking in Rome, let's say you're a little bit more than a walk for sure from the port to the actual city. My number one phrase for river cruising is when you get off the ship, follow your nose, because what's going to happen, there will be a bakery nearby and they'll be baking
and a beer garden.
And a beer garden, and you will find it if you just follow your nose. Isn't that true?
And it's the wonder of river cruising, and that's why our clients are curious people, because they do want to go off on their own and find the local bakery or some amazing fondue place in Switzerland that only the locals know about. So it is part of the experience. And like I said, you can go on something that's an actual organized program, which I love. I like to know the lay of the land and take a city tour. But when you're in Vienna and you fall in love with that magical city and the architecture and the food, you do want time on your own as well.
Now, you do a masterful job at Viking Cruises of finding the happy medium between organized opportunities for educational and other excursions and allowing for that freedom of choice and people to wander, because that is typically the Viking, right? The Viking is a wanderer.
Yes.
They're curious. They're looking for something unique and special to their locale. Well, as we continue our conversation with Michelle Segaser, VP of National Accounts and Sales for Viking Cruises, let's shift. In 2015, Viking decided to go to the oceans. Your first ocean ship was named the Viking Star. It's a 930-passenger, all-veranda ocean-going vessel. Viking's consistently been at the top of the charts by Travel and Leisure's World's Best Awards for ocean cruising. Let's talk a little bit about the ocean cruise experience with Viking.
Oh, you know, this is an amazing day to talk to you, because while we put our first ship in the water in 2015, it was 9 years ago today, Ryan, that we actually announced ocean cruising. And the travel industry all said, we'll see what they can do. Let's see if they can make it. And not a lot of believers, but our clients believed, our guests believed. So we took all the beauty of the river cruise product and brought it on board these magnificent ships that have less than 1,000 people on board. And the guests have a lot of the same privileges of docking into the port, not having to tender in many places because these are small ships. But I'll tell you, you walk on board and your shoulders come down and they're just spectacular and beautiful. And the same lovely beiges and blues and those Scandinavian colors that we've used in our river ships for 25 years are also on board these beautiful ocean ships. As well as we were pretty proud the first year out in 2015, we were rated number one by Travel and Leisure after another cruise line had been there for 20 years. So we knew we hit it right. It's unassuming luxury, I think is a good way to put it. You've been on board with me. You know what I'm talking about, Ryan. But it's just this not nickel and diming, not looking for someone to, you know, I've been on a cruise once where they, please buy a six pack and take it back to your room. That's just not what a Viking is. So things are all included. There's a shore excursion each and every day. Wi-Fi is included. Beer, wine, and soft drinks with lunch and dinner when you're sitting around the pool even. And I think these are wonderful things. Same thing as it's adult-only ships, and it's going into really unique places in the world. To give you that cultural insight, little local life, visiting local bakeries. In some places, they do home visits. Now, through COVID, that changed a bit, but we're coming back. And we've been back in the water since last May. So one of the few cruise lines that has been sailing their fleet for a year now, which we're very, very proud of.
Michelle, you are so right on the onboard experience. And one of the other things that I remember dining with the owner of Viking Cruises tour, and he mentioned to all of us at the table, we don't believe in specialty restaurants on Viking. And that was something that people are like, well, why not? And he said, because every restaurant's special and I'm not going to charge someone to eat
That's
in a special restaurant and downgrade the rest of the culinary experience on board. So for me, that spoke volumes to the vision of what Viking wants to be. Let's be excellent in everything that we do. And if we can't be excellent, we're not going to do it. And so you do a lot of wonderful things. Great. We're getting ready to come up to a hard break here, but this segment has been sponsored by Silver City in Grant County. Make sure that you know they're just 3 hours away east of Tucson. So much to do in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. There's plenty of social distancing there. Visiting the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of all the things you can do and great places to stay in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, visit southwestnewmexico.org. We will continue our conversation because there's so much more to talk about in the Viking Cruises world with Michelle Segaser, VP of Sales and National Accounts. When the Buckmaster Show returns, you're listening to 1030 The Voice.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com. Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back to the Bill Buckmaster Show, broadcasting from the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio and the Buckmaster Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, is hopping right now. Michelle Segaser, VP of Sales and National Accounts for Viking Cruises, has remained on the Buckmaster Live Line to continue our conversation. And why are we doing that? Because Viking has so much more to talk about. Let's talk about, Michelle, maybe one of the not-so-sexy fun things to do, and that is the safety protocols. But truth be told, Vikings really led the industry in regards to safety protocols with COVID, etc. Can you take a moment just to fill in our listeners about all the programs and measures Viking has implemented?
Yeah, I mean, it's an important conversation, right, with the way travel is. But we took it extremely seriously. We were the first cruise line to suspend sailings 2 years ago, and we were one of the first back. And the reason we were able to do that is, I don't know if you know it, Ryan, but Tor is actually a physicist by trade, our owner. And so he has the sciences in his backpack. And he went out and found one of the greatest people you could ever hire, Dr. Raquel Bono. She is a three-star admiral from the Navy. Also a trauma surgeon by training, and had retired for about 6 months until we found her. And so Dr. Bono came on board, and she has led the way in what our programs and measures will be on board the ships. One of the biggest things that came out of it, and, you know, I kind of giggle about it a bit, it takes someone from outside your own world to state the obvious occasionally. She took a look at a ship and said, why aren't there PCR labs on board? We have them on Navy ships. And it was one of these aha moments of course. And so on all the ocean ships, we have built PCR labs that do daily testing. And it's very easy. It's a test that's a test tube that's left in your room every morning. You spit into it. And we know how to control the spread through this. So there has been nothing with Viking in the news. If you tested positive, you were quarantined. And we did the same thing on board River. We don't have an actual lab on those river ships, but we do have the testing capabilities every single day. And, you know, every day the world has changed. I don't know how you and your agency even keep up with all the changes in different countries. So things change, mask rules change, but we are still doing daily testing because we believe it's in the numbers and in the percentages of how you keep a spread down and have a safe, wonderful trip on any one of our ships. We've had folks come back and say, I feel safer on a Viking cruise than I do in my own grocery store. And really, I see it too. It's been a great program. Those labs will always remain on board our ocean ships for anything else that comes up over the years. And so it was a very, very big, expensive addition, but super important. And you're seeing ships selling out. And so we're very proud of that and very proud of our staff and Dr. Bono for the hugest step we took over everybody else.
Well, something that the industry outside of travel may not realize, the general public, is that health and safety has always been the number one paramount protocol for all cruise lines. And so the pivot to increasing protocols was not as drastic for this industry as it was for others, that maybe that was not paramount to them to be focused on it. So I echo your sentiments. I do believe you are safer on a Viking cruise than you are headed to your local grocery store. So, and trust me, you can get food and you don't have to cook it, and it's really good.
Oh, and it's amazing food.
Well, Viking is expanding again and coming to America this summer. You heard it right. You have been, from a Viking Cruises standpoint, you've touched Alaska, you've been to the Caribbean, which got to Florida, etc., for many years, but you are now going to be sailing on the Mississippi River this year. Can you describe what that's going to look like?
Oh, it's a dream, Ryan. It's a dream. We have waited 9 years to be able to build a ship, get government approval, to be on the Mississippi. And it's our guests who have requested this. So the Mississippi is traditionally known for paddle wheeler boats, and that is not what Viking is. You will see this magnificent ship, the Viking Mississippi, a very creative name, that holds 386 guests, and her itineraries are between 8 days and 15 days. Some of the more popular itineraries are New Orleans to Memphis, St. Louis, St. Paul, or the 15-day river. And I have to say, I was even a little surprised how quick this sold, St. Paul to New Orleans. So if any of you are looking to do that, we are open for space in 22, 23, and 24 already, because this is selling so fast. But the ship looks just like a baby version of those gorgeous ocean ships that you and I have been on. Same kind of design, same programs where there's a free Wi-Fi and there's a tour included every day. There'll be enrichment programs, a lot of food and music on this itinerary, of course, right? Because that's so important to that area. But everything is an outside cabin on every ship, ocean, river, and Mississippi. And so you have your own balcony to go out on and wear that paddle wheel maybe on some other ship on the Mississippi. We have a beautiful infinity pool. So I am so excited to see her. I've worked with my boss for about 7-8 years on getting this ship and a custom-built ship, very luxurious. So we welcome so many of you to come on board and join us in the States. And then, you know, the other thing, Ryan, is right now, about a week ago, we made our first arrival into Milwaukee with our expedition ships. So we do have some wonderful domestic product coming out. And I'm just so excited that you don't just have to go to Europe. You can go to Europe. You can go all over the world with Viking, including in your own backyard.
Well, and part of the delay, if I'm correct in this, in getting to the United States and getting on the Mississippi and the Great Lakes, is Viking wanted to make sure that it delivered the same level of service, the same level of cultural immersion, the same level of accommodations and cuisine that Vikings experience on the rivers of Europe. Bringing that to the Mississippi, that was part of the delay, because Viking's brand is so important, because you want that same delivery. And we've seen that time and again, especially from the river to the ocean, now ocean to Mississippi. But I will say this, Michelle, I think you guys have truly outdone yourself by introducing the next topic, which is Viking Octantis and Viking Polaris. Why should everyone know about these two beautiful vessels?
Oh, I was so fortunate to be on Octantis in January in Antarctica. So both of these ships are purpose-built for the poles. And then in between Antarctica and the Arctic, they will make an appearance, as Octantis already has, into the Great Lakes. And so they're magnificently built, again, all outside cabins, with the toys on board that all you boys really like about. There's two submarines. Tor is a big fan of the Beatles, so of course it's a true yellow submarine,
nice.
Both of them. Yeah, it's good. And one's named Paul and one named John, so you can imagine what the other two will be on Viking Polaris when it comes out. Kayaks that are foot pedal and not where you have to paddle with your arms, so you can take pictures, you can look through your binoculars, and that's all included, as well as standard operator boats, which are super fantastic. They are actually docked on board the ship, and you can walk right onto them, and they roll down into the water off the ship, so there's no boarding in the ocean for these, to do touring into the areas that they go. And I'll tell you, that was really a magnificent addition. We have outdone ourselves on Octantis, on Polaris. Going to Antarctica for the first time on the first voyage, it was just unbelievable how much I fell in love with that ship. And I've been on many ships. They're all fantastic, but Octantis is super special. You've probably read a lot about her in all the trade press, Ryan, lately, because she has made a big splash. But the staff on board is quite spectacular. The food is amazing. So we have a whole food hall, if you will, on Octantis and Polaris for dining casually. If you don't want to go into the dining room or Manfredi's or any of the alternative dining rooms, the food hall is fantastic. And you can have steak like you can't believe up there. Wagyu beef, a sushi bar, a bakery. I mean, you're never, never going to be able to work out enough to lose the weight that you gain on the
exactly.
food.
Exactly. Hey, Michelle, if we only had more time to talk fully about everything to offer on Viking, but let's just recap. I'll recap it quickly. River, ocean, Mississippi, expedition. If any of those things tickle your fancy, call Bon Voyage Travel today. We are ready to put you on your Viking cruise. Thank you to Michelle Segaser, VP of Sales and National Accounts for Viking Cruises. Thanks, Michelle, for joining us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Stay tuned for more as the Buckmaster Show continues. We're going to Alaska and Canada when we return. You're listening to 1030, The Voice.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Since 1970, Green Things has been the go-to place for your gardening needs. Green Things is on a lovely 13-acre site, also home to the Zocalo Village and all those fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and fine art. Green Things on River Road, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Also on the web, greenthingsaz.com, as well as zocalovillage.com. And we are in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio and on the Buckmaster Live line that's presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management is a good friend of mine in the travel industry who knows all about Canada, all about Alaska. He's the president of Entree Destinations. His name is Mark Tellio. Mark, thanks for calling into the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, the high temperature in Tucson today is going to be about 96 degrees. And I looked it up, and the high temps in Anchorage, Alaska is going to be around 62. So it's probably the right time for those local Arizonans to head north to Canada or Alaska. Wouldn't you agree?
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, we have a nice, brisk spring shaping up, and I agree. We see countless guests from the hotter spots in the U.S. that literally come to escape every summer without fail. So I don't think you're off the mark with that.
And pardon the pun, but I think travel to Canada and Alaska is hot right now. It's shaping up as one of the premier travel destinations for 2022. Are you seeing more and more people booking and coming to the north? And of course, the last couple of years were disrupted, but I'm sure you're seeing more and more people traverse north.
Well, you know, to be honest, Alaska was never really disrupted. It never particularly closed. But yes, we're shaping up for a really busy summer. We've already passed our pre-pandemic levels of guests and bookings. But, you know, it's been interesting because, of course, a lot of people did postpone their travel. And so this year is that year of reckoning where, you know, there was a lot of new pent-up demand, but as well a lot of postponed trips. But, you know, last year we had a really solid season in Alaska. 2020 was a little bit quieter, but we still actually have availability for this summer. But yes, it's shaping up to be super busy. We haven't had cruise ships in Alaska for 2 years, and so things shift a little bit there for the independent traveler. But yes, it's definitely selling out. The space that we still have is going quickly. Inquiries are busy for those people that are still looking at last-minute trips. And Canada, of course, much bigger place. There's still lots of availability depending on where you're looking.
You mentioned cruising, and that's, I think, a lot of folks that haven't been to, let's say, Alaska in particular, they think that's the only way to go. But I have had conversations with you and talked much deeper about the land experience and why staying at different wilderness lodges makes as much or more sense than just doing a cruise. Can you talk more about some of those experiences?
For sure. I mean, you know, we call it sort of an insider's way to see Alaska. The vast majority of people that visit Alaska are on cruise ships. And, you know, I think those are great for the right kind of traveler, you know, and you know who you are if that's typically how you like to roll. You know, but Alaska, 90% of it has no roads. It's all wilderness. And so if you're on the road system, which typically the cruise population stays to the road system because that's where you can get buses and that's where they actually have capacity to handle all the cruise ship passengers. And so often those people are staying in hotels that are larger on the road system and just frankly more crowded. And knowing that 90% of the state is wilderness, I feel like that's really where you get to see real Alaska. And yes, lodges is our specialty. What we love doing is also combining a yacht with a lodge. So we've got, you know, nice, authentic Alaskan yacht based in Whittier, where on that yacht you can emulate the same types of activities you would do on a cruise, only it's private. And we like to pair that up with different wilderness lodges. You know, the biggest difference from being in a lodge is that it's just so much, that's where you go for the top level of service, for the top level of food, adventure and accommodations. And, you know, in our average lodge, there aren't more than 15 or 20 people on site at any given time. So it's much more intimate. The activities happen right from the lodge. Anything from landing a helicopter on a glacier, helicopter fishing or just regular river fishing, bear viewing. If you're in a hotel or on a cruise, you need to typically travel to get to the activity. You'll pull into the port, they pick you up, they take you to the activity, you check in. But, you know, in a lodge, you want to go kayaking, you walk down to the dock, you know. We've got one lodge in Ketchikan, just outside of Ketchikan, which is along that route, along the inside passage, where in one lodge alone, you can go mountain biking, caving, kayaking up a fjord, looking for brown bears and black bears, hiking, whale watching, fishing. So from a lodge, you can usually check off a lot of your boxes. And again, just do it in a much more intimate way, especially intimate with the, you know, if you're with a family or your partner or a multi-generational family, it's nice to be the only ones in the lodge.
As the president of Entree Destinations, Mark Tellio, I know you don't just focus on Alaska, but when I think of Canada, many folks think of, you know, Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, those urban settings, which are great in their own right. But Bill Buckmaster and I have talked many times about Lake Louise, Banff, Whistler. There's so much more to see in Canada. Can you give us maybe a glimpse of some of those other adventures that a traveler could experience in Canada?
Sure. I mean, you named the biggest, most iconic, you know, Canadian experiences, the Rockies. We've got trains. We've got the big cities. You know, for me, again, Canada, second largest country in the world. And what you just mentioned literally is less than 3 or 4 or 5% of our land. So I'm personally, and I'm born in Montreal, I'm in love with the north. You know, and the north is, you know, probably half the size of Europe, and no more than a couple of 100,000 people live there. So you've got more wildlife than you do people. The north is made up of the Yukon Territory, the Northwest Territories, and Nunavut, the most recent addition. It's magical. In the north, it's subarctic and arctic. So we've got polar bears, we've got muskox, we've got narwhal. You know, the north spans from the North Atlantic Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and the Pacific Ocean. So lots to uncover there. I'm also passionate about uncovering Indigenous stories and working with Indigenous storytellers. Again, that's, you know, the majority of people that live in the north. So, of course, I like to infuse and incorporate Indigenous storytelling. And, you know, we're looking to create more interest and demand in that. We specialize in wildlife viewing and wilderness resorts in Canada as well as in Alaska. So Canada is blessed with a beautiful collection of pretty surreal and some quite luxurious wilderness lodges. Some of those focus on nothing but wildlife viewing. So I've got lodges where you can go and observe grizzly bears all day, every day, and do nothing but that. Occasionally looking for some whales in your free time. And I'm particularly in love with, you know, the East and the West Coast. So I live in Vancouver, and the whole coast of British Columbia is this beautiful rainforest that basically stretches from Alaska to Seattle. And it's called the Pacific Rainforest. And it's filled with wildlife, dense, lush rainforest, whales, bears, you name it, it's full of wildlife and just beautiful adventure activities. And then lastly, the other coast of Canada, the East Coast, I'm pretty infatuated with Newfoundland and Labrador, and we've developed new programs there this year. It's a whole other culture. The accent, the way that they speak, the way they welcome people, the whole history of fishing and just coastal living, it's just so colorful, as are the people, the food, and just really organic connections. So, yeah, I mean, all of those are different, you know, to the Rockies and the trains and the cities, and really expose you to Canadians, locals, and just crazy beautiful scenery. Lots to do beyond that.
Thank you, Mark Tellio, for such an immersive discussion about the North, about Alaska and Canada. And if that didn't pique your interest, there's one animal in there that I just think should pique your interest. When you said the word narwhal, that animal actually exists. So I'm so excited that you brought that in. As the president of Entree Destinations, Mark Tellio, thank you for joining us on the Buckmaster Show today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel. I served as your host of the Travel Hour of the Buckmaster Show. Our thanks to Michelle Segacer, VP of Sales and National Accounts for Viking Cruises. We went all over the world, from river to Mississippi to expedition to ocean with Michelle. What a tremendous cruise line is Viking Cruises. And thanks to Mark Tellio, president of Entree Destinations, gave you a pretty good glimpse of what a trip to Alaska or Canada could be, and maybe it's not what you thought it was. And of course, our very own Bill Buckmaster, thank you to him for joining us from Waikiki Beach. Stay tuned. We expect you to come back same time, same channel tomorrow at noon. You're listening to 1030 The Voice.